Hello there, and welcome to episode 2 of Right You Are, my podcast about writing, really. Sorry, it's been quite a long time between episodes, I realise that. I got a bit of a cold a few weeks ago. I just kind of got rid of that, but at the same time I got hay fever, so it's hard to tell when one ended and the other begun. So anyway, that's my excuses out of the way. I've also been editing my book that I talked a bit about in the last episode, called The Fifth Visitor, or How Scrooge Kept Christmas. And as you can probably tell from the title, it's a sequel to Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. Still quite enjoying the editing process. I shared a tip with you last week about when you're doing the editing, and if you're doing it on the Kindle, this is basically, but you can do it on paper as well, I guess. Don't just stop every time you need to edit. Just highlight the bit that you think you need to change, and then just carry on. And then when you get to a certain point, just go back and do that. That way it makes this sort of like, divides the reading process and the editing process. Otherwise it just gets on top of you, I think. Like, it does with me. And you can't enjoy it, because you need to enjoy it. Basically, if you're a self-published indie author, you need to enjoy every process. I mean, yeah, obviously there's the option of sending it off to be edited. I'd like to do that, but it is quite expensive. It's hard to justify the cost. But anyway, there you go. That's basically a bit of a previously on Right You Are. A recap there. Anyway, I just wanted to share with you, I was in the car before, and I was thinking about the whole show, don't tell aspect of writing, where a lot of people fall into the trap, me included, when you're doing the first draft at least, of, you know, telling people what's going on. Like, he did this, he did that, he was afraid, he was brave. That works okay in if you write a children's book, a very basic one, but you have to help the reader to get inside the head of the characters, don't you? Even if you have several characters, or if it's just from one character's point of view. And I thought of a great sort of analogy for kind of like a way of thinking about it, so it's at the back of your mind the whole time. It's like if you go to the doctors, you don't just tell them that you've got a cold, do you? You don't say, I've got a cold. Well, some people do, I guess. But then the doctor says, well, let me be the judge of that. You know, you say, I've got the flu, I've got whatever. The doctor will say, well, let me be the judge of that. What are your symptoms? So I guess that's the difference between showing and telling. If you show, you kind of like, you write down symptoms of how you're feeling, don't you? So if you had the flu, you'd be feeling shivery and your bones would be aching. You generally feel terrible. You'd describe each aspect of it so the doctor can come to a conclusion. So it's the same with writing, where you can't just tell the reader that the character's afraid. You can't just tell them that they're brave. You have to describe their actions. Like, their actions do the telling, in a way. So I just thought I'd share that with you. I thought it was quite a good thing that popped into my head there. I'm going to get on with some editing now. It's just a very short episode. I wanted to get back on the wagon. So, yeah, might as well advertise me. We'll podcast while I'm here, to be honest. I do another one on this same channel called The One Man Quiz, in which I ask myself 20 questions about mainly sci-fi, fantasy type subject. And I give myself the answers a bit later on. And if I get more than 10 right, I get to hear my favourite song at the end of the podcast. A little bit of it, anyway. So that's it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this short episode of Right You Are. I should be back very soon with episode 3. But there you go. As I said, I just wanted to get back to it. And now I'm going to go and do some editing now of A Fifth Visitor. It's getting quite exciting now. Up to chapter, I think it's chapter 22 now. I'm doing 25 with the idea that if, you know, if people choose to, they can. I mean, no, Christmas is a busy time. I shouldn't be talking about Christmas yet anyway, but I've done 25 chapters so that the reader can read a chapter for every day leading up to Christmas. I know that's not always possible because people are busy, but it might be nice if people did that. But obviously the last chapter would be on Christmas Day, so which coincidentally the last chapter is set on Christmas Day, spoiler alert there, but I can't give anything more away, sorry. Anyway, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'm signing off now. See you next time. Bye.